This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Russian troops continued to pound the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, Friday, and earlier launched a barrage of missiles on the outskirts of the western city of Lviv. The early morning attack on Lviv's edge was the closest strike yet to the center of the city, which has become a crossroads for people fleeing from other parts of Ukraine and for others entering to deliver aid or join the fight. In city after city around Ukraine, hospitals, schools, and buildings where people sought safety have been attacked. Rescue workers search for survivors in the ruins of the theater that served as a shelter when it was blasted by a Russian airstrike Wednesday in the besieged city of southern city of Mariupol. Speaking to reporters at UN headquarters in New York Friday, Russia's UN ambassador Vasily Nebenzia denied Russia attacked the theater in Mariupol and alleged that many of the reports of Russian attacks on Ukrainian citizens are fake.
We have disinformation war, which is raging much greater scale than on the battlefield. And I will not be surprised at anything, because who wins the information war? The one wins the war.
Reports from the city of Mariupol say survivors have begun to emerge from the theater that was hit by the Russian missiles Wednesday. Hundreds of people, including children, are believed to have taken refuge in the drama theater. There are conflicting reports about how many survivors have emerged from the rubble, though no deaths have been confirmed. Communications are disrupted across the city, and movement is difficult because of shelling and other fighting there. This is VOA News. As Russian forces continue their invasion of Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin appeared at a huge patriotic rally Friday in Moscow at a stadium marking the 8th anniversary of the annexation of the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine. Putin, in a rare public appearance, spoke to the crowd of tens of thousands of people waving Russian flags at the Luzhniki Stadium and praised the Russian military for its actions in Ukraine, saying, "Shoulder to shoulder, they help and support each other." He said, "We have not had unity like this for a long time." Before Putin spoke, bands played patriotic Soviet songs about national identity, and speakers praised Putin for fighting Nazism in Ukraine, a claim flatly rejected by leaders across the globe. Some people, including presenters at the event, wore T-shirts or jackets with a Z, a symbol seen on Russian tanks and military vehicles in Ukraine, and embraced supporters of the war. While global rates for COVID-19 infections and deaths continue to tick downward, Hong Kong continues to struggle with surging cases amid a major outbreak. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Hong Kong's cumulative coronavirus infections have exceeded the 1 million mark as the city grapples with a widespread outbreak that's killed more people than the reported COVID-19 deaths in all of mainland China. The total number of Hong Kong deaths now is 5,401, exceeding the 4,636 fatalities recorded on the mainland. The city of 7.4 million is in the grip of an Omicron surge that strained hospitals and mortuaries. Most of the deceased have been elderly who were not fully vaccinated. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The federal investigation into this week's fiery head-on crash in the U.S. southwestern state of Texas revealed late Thursday that a 13-year-old boy was driving the pickup truck that struck a van, killing nine people, including six members of a college golf team and their coach. U.S. National Transportation Safety Board Vice Chairman Bruce Landesberg said Thursday the truck was driven by the child, revealed Thursday that the truck was driven by the child who was also killed in the accident along with a passenger in the truck. Landesberg said the truck's left front tire also blew out before the impact. Although it was unclear how fast the two vehicles were traveling, Landesberg said this was clearly a high-speed collision. It's not unusual for young teens to drive in that region of the country or in other rural parts of the United States to facilitate work on farms, but the Texas Department of Public Safety said that the 13-year-old driving would be breaking the law. Repeating this hour's top news story, Russian troops continue to pound the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, Friday. Reporting via